An ultra-conservative Muslim group denied any involvement in the assault, but said it rejected what it saw as the imposition of democracy in Libya. From Benghazi, Wira Davis now reports.
Libyans celebrating Martyrs' Day as perhaps only they know best, with guns. In the city where the uprising against Muammar Gaddafi began, there are reminders everywhere of the huge sacrifices these people made to win their freedom. But there are some here who still refuse to lay down their weapons. Radical Islamist groups like Ansar al-Sharia say the fight for Libya is not over. Ominously, they completely reject a Western-style solution.
We don't believe in the democratic system. Even those countries who pretend that they are ruled by democracy know that it's fake. We want to tell the whole world that the project of democracy is not for us, and it doesn't suit Islam.